So we're holding on and Simon Shin Zion still in Sif Aleph. We're holding Mr. Brewer, I think Ches. Does that sound right?
Are you tied to this issue? Is that what's going on here?
No, Zion. Mr. Brewer is cut in Zion, but I told you I want to do some Biralachas first. Okay, so the Biralacha really grapples with this issue over here. Biralacha, let's start from the top. The kesher eno shel kayama shein chayav and olav mikri kesha kesher also yishlo hiskayim betmidus. Okay, so the definition of eno shel kayama means that the kesher is not made to stand to stay. Hainu shadarka shel kesher hazel lahatiroi vein miskayim betmidus. The derech is to undo it and not let it remain. I'm looking at the Biralacha.
He's like great.
Mamash, the first words, the paper page before him, sorry. Mamash, the beginning of the Biralacha. It's a long Biralacha.
All right.
So he says, the Kesher Shenesh HaKayama, it's called, that it's also Shalom Yiskayim Tamidus. Shadar Kesher Kesher Zalatira Vayim Yiskayim Tamidus. The derech is that you undo it, and you don't retain it. The Kamada Tsarba Gemara, Katra the Katra is a moment. The Gemara, the example the Gemara gives is the rope that you tie into the loop, which is attached to the camel. The loop is attached to the camel, and this is the rope that you attach in. So that's going to be untied. So that's an example of not Kayama. I feel im hu osi ba'ifin chazak shal yochel hatir ba'achas miyadav. Even though it's quite tight, and it will not undo on its own. And not only that, you can't even untie it with one hand. It needs both hands untied. Okay. Mikri ben ladasa river, Rama ben ladasa rush, kesher shen shakayama, kim shadarka shal kesher zesh lakaim betmidus. Okay. Fine. Now, skip down.
It's not the way for it to leave it out.
Okay. It's about halfway down the page, and there's a dot. So halfway down the page, about halfway through the sentence, there's a dot in the Biralacha, and then he says, "Ach ze aspala alataz." Yeah, everybody has it.
Even this, I'm gonna pray about the ties.
Aspala means I'm going. I find wondrous. I find it's a question. Shekosad ladasa rosh vatura kol toli bedasa adam hakosha luchud. That the Taz learns, according to the Rosh and the Tur, that the main issue over here is the intent of the person who's tying the knot. Dimdaita sheyashara kein lo'elam, havikesha shakayama. If he intends to leave it there, it's called shakayama. Vim lezman, who is patur v'aser. If he only intends to leave it there for a period of time, then it's patur v'aser. Vim datatir b'yoymai, mutur. L'chadchila, ayin shom. So the Biralacha says, Lefizeh, according to this thought process of the Taz, you would come out something which cannot be true. It's not logical to be true. Okay, I feel a kesher hagamalim asaponim gufa. Even though this is according to Rashi and the Rosh and the Tur, the only criteria is how long it lasts. The fact that it's a kesher uman is irrelevant. So theoretically, I can make the most sophisticated knot in the world, the kesher of the saponim, which is made to normally last forever. As long as I plan to do it within the day, it's mutter. That's what should come out according to this. I feel a kesher gemalim a saponim gufa. I bekatcha the ushkapi imedaito beis a kesher hatira b'yomai. In a love shame kesher klal. I feel a so ushkapi about even the uman did it. I find this to be quite difficult to understand. The Nira, it would seem to me, the Kesher Shadarka Shal Ha'olam La'Soyse B'Kviyus, if the normal usage of this knot, the way it's made to last, Lo'yazina Basar Machshev is HaKosher, Levatol Shem Kesher Mimedal. We can't say, but the guy who made it planned on doing it right away, because it's not called a Kesher, which is awesome. That's not true? Okay. So he gives a case where the Gemara has a case where that there was this knot that the Rabbanan used to make, and they used to undo it. They used to undo it because one person would share. So they used to do it undo it, even though the Gemara is going on a case of a kesher uman, a kesher, right? So that's what the Gemara says. So l'chara, that's the Tasa's raya. Here you see, since then, even though it's a kasher which is normally made to last, since their intent is undo it, that's now that's going to be mutter. She says that's not true. That the pshat over there is because in the scenario where two people own it and they share it and they have different sizes and they have to constantly tie and untie it to when Reuben uses it, he adjusts it to his size. And when Shimon uses it, he adjusts it to his size. So the nature of the thing is it goes back and forth. Yes, that's called Enesha Kayama. Because the not just the person's intent, but the whole circumstance over there changes the status. Okay? Now, skip down a few lines. He says like this. Okay? Now, Mad B'tzair, Gemara, skip down about 5 lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. So the second word in the line, the first word in the line is Mimenu, the second word in the line is Mirabana. I have no shayla this is an Issa Darabana. It's for sure at least a Darabana. That I have no shayla about, that the Taz is wrong, and since the Derech is to let it remain, so it becomes it is an Issa Darabana. That's my shayla. Koshehebi, Mogan Ram, Shema Koboi. Even if you intend not to leave it there, but if some people, if people normally will sometimes change their mind and leave it there, well, a kesher, which everybody leaves forever, and you do differently, there's a good chance you'll change your mind. So the Yireim says that's also. But here, the minyan shalano, shadar kala oilam lasoyis to the kviyas, losina basadaito, umira rais also. Okay, so I tell over here even greater than the scenario of the Issa D'Rabbanan that the Uraim is talking about. But over here, if this is not just this person might change his mind. So the Uraim's case is a person who normally makes this he personally normally makes this not a certain to last forever. And over here he changed his mind and decided to do it for a short period of time. And he might change his mind. Right, because that's the whole thing is totally in him. So he says that's the Rabbanan. But over here, if the whole world makes it last forever, so that even well, I don't care what your intent is of Mr. Burt's and this is the rise. Because Kane Kossum say from Miss Mayor, Sheila Kane Bor. Then he says he's going to answer two kashas. The Prima Gunnam says the law is you can't make sitzes on Shabbos. Why not? It's equivalent to a mice woman the way you make sitzes. Fine. Intent, don't tie them. It's a Shabbos. We mutter to make it on Shabbos. According to Rashi and the Rush on the tour, that the only issue is how long it lasts. If it's only for less than 24 hours, it's mutter. So your tzitzis came out on Shabbos. You say, "Oh, no problem. You can't wear tzitzis. You can't tie tzitzis on Shabbos. Why not tie them and untie them on Shabbos? Tie them with intent to untie them on Shabbos."
Zuck, that's a lot of work.
So Zuck the Bir Halacha, but according to the Beis Meir, according to what I'm saying, it's poshut. Since the Derech Olam is to make these knots, they shall last forever. Sitzes don't get, you don't untie the sitzes. So even if you would have intent to untie, it's still going to be also deraisa. So that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. Simple. The same thing, the Gemara over there says, the Kiregar asked the Kasha, the Gemara says, Nima, Bemikdash, if one of the strings on the harp that they use in the mikdash came undone, so you want to tie a knot to put it back together again. So the Gemara says you can't. The Kiregar says why not? Even if you tell me it's a ma'aseh umah, even like the Rambam, but if it's not shakayom, it's only drabanan. So have intent to undo it once it's Shabbos, and once it's only drabanan, they choose the mikdash and it's mutter. So according to Rashi, for sure it's mutter. Just undo it once it's Shabbos. According to the Rambam, since it's a ma'aseh umah. And that's the only way you can really probably tie it is in a way that should be a ma'aseh umah, but just have intent to undo it, tell the rabbanan, and choose a mikdash, and it'll be mutter l'chatchila. So, like, what do you mean that the Gemara says you can't tie back the nima on the kinner? So, but again, according to what we're saying, that would answer the kasha as well. Yashal latir b'mutzi Shabbos kaddish, the dreno the mitzvah d'raisa nicha. Says if you look through the Rashi's, you'll see that seems to be very clear. That's true. So the Bir Halacha is very strong that when you're dealing with the definition of Kesher Shel Kayama, It's not dependent upon him. It's dependent upon what the minhag ha'olam is. What's not clear, and the Bir Lochah does not discuss this, according to Rashi, there are three madrigas. There's madriga number one is something which lasts forever. That's an issur d'oraisa. Madriga number two is something which lasts not forever. You're planning to do it after 6 months, whatever it is, but you plan to leave it more than one day, 7 days. And then you have that which you plan to undo within the next 24 hours, which is a mutter. That middle madrega, who's the Tolian? It's the rice that's totally in the Derech Olam. See, if a Derech Olam is to leave it forever, even though you intend to leave it for a short period of time, it doesn't help. But then they said the Rabbanon, that Chazal said, so here's something which, because it's daimed to a kesher of the rice, Chazal asked it, how's it daimed? Because it has some level of permanence. But this one you're gonna do. So the Bir Lochah does not discuss it. The assumption amongst the Achronim is that, according to the logic of the Bir Lochah, that also would depend. If there's a minhag ha'olam that this type of that you would leave for extended periods of time, not forever, but for extended periods of time. So even if you intend to undo it much earlier, it wouldn't help. Because the whole idea is the Rabbanon is there to the Derais. If the Derais is totally minhag ha'olam, so then the Rabbanon, because Allah said, they also did based on minhag ha'olam.
So this solves your Gleba problem, doesn't it? Because when you go to the Sefer Torah, then it is, you want to tell you, the fault next time is the Sefer Torah. So it depends on circumstances. We're saying not just or not. We're saying circumstances matter. So
yeah, but the problem is, it's next time you undo it, is more than 24 hours. So it'd be also in Rabbanon.
So unless you hold 7 days.
Right.
Fill 7 days in.
Right. So the one eitzah is to say, the eitzah which the Tzarech Mitzvah, the Ramah said, so the Tzarech Tzar, the Ramah said, you can be Samech on the sheet of 7 days. Right. So the Tzarech Mitzvah was Samech on the sheet of 7 days. Mm-hmm. You know, once they came along with it, making one out of Velcro or something like that, we sort of solved the problem. Galila, making a knot, when you just have like a strap which went around the Sefer Torah, and you would tie it with a bow or a knot, so it's more than 24 hours from Shabbos Mincha till Monday morning is more than 24 hours. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Zayin. So we said that the Inyan being matter is the same thing as being kosher. Matter and kosher go together. Dinner Kamoi, Russell Lerma, Deem at the top of the two Kuflam and Alphon days, page 262. Deemu Kesher, Shechayavan al Kishuroi, Chayavan al Hateroi. Something which Shechayav, a person would tie that in Shabbos would be Chayav for tying it, he's Chayav for untying it. Choshu Potter will Osir, Mutta the Chachila Gam Hateroi, who came home. And then the same thing, whatever is Osir Mir Rabbanon to tie, it's Osir Mir Rabbanon to untie, whatever is Mutter, to tie as much as to untie.
Is this outdas lecture or even event?
We'll see in the Bir Lochah about that. A kesher which that you're allowed to untie, you're also allowed to destroy. Lanatkoi, to cut it, like to rip it apart. Imhul tzarech, vein lasses came, if they am arch, la yabba la hakel yosu. Okay, so Zev asked the question, is the definition of a kesher of being matter at Dafka Vidamanas Lakoshroi? You find by the Korea you need the Amanas Litvor, and you find Sushi in Amanas Livnois. So do you need Amanas by matter? So if you look at the Bir Lochah Dinah Kamoi, I mean, it's because of the Hinei Rosh, because of the yearly, the Enoch Mechuyev, the Bematra Kiyim, Bematra Amanas Likshur, Kesher Shakayamba. The Kiyev, the Raisa, has to be of matter that he's untying it with intent to retie it, and that which is not the Raisa, which we Kesher Shakayamba. Dumin Seyari Chalazin, Shari Bemishkin, because of Abbas Yosef Alzeh, the Mirabonim, Afla Rosh, Osir Bechol Gavni. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh that the Chi of the Raisa needs, Kershah is only matter is only amanas likshur. The person is matter amanas likshur, sees chayiv, and the definition of amanas likshur means to make a kesher which would be chayiv. So he's being matter amanas likshur a kesher shal kayama. That's the only case which is chayiv. A person is matter, not amanas likshur, or amanas likshur a kesher is not shal kayama, is not chayiv according to the Rosh. Now, min rabbanan it's also. That's what the Beis Yosef says in the Rosh. With that, the harbor pligel rosh bezep rashi perkol gadol daf ein dalam beis the maska shori chad kemushavi o toisus bishmoi daf ein gimel the maska lakosher chaim ramba mehoshav is halacha halacha ches mafra sepsil with kemushav kosher sefer maser rakeh chaim sefer tiper shmol the rosh kosher the ramba basmag pligel zayin shom heite the word in the chayim moed. If the word of shom the yuchal rosh lisper harach lisper gam ken karashi bezep. Okay, so many Rishonim argue on the Rosh. That's the first point. Number two, the Rosh's Raya is difficult. The Bir Lacha basis, and we get the Shin Mem. Not so quickly, but we get the Shin Mem. The Bir Lacha talks by the Malach of Kareya. Do you need a dafka amanas litvor or amanas lasakin is enough? A person does a kriya not for the purpose of re-sewing it. The classic case of kareya is that the stitches were not stitched well, the Gemara says. The person has to rip out the stitches to re-sew it in a better way. So it's a kriya amanas litvor. But the Bir Lacha Barichus proves over there that it's lav dafka amanas litvor. It's any amanas asak, anything which would be a tikkun, is mechayev v'kareya. So he says, so why should matter be worse than kareya? By kareya, you don't need amanas litvor, you just need amanas asakin. So the same thing by matter, if it's amanas asakin, it should be enough. Okay. I pointed out that the Bir Lacha in Shemem goes to quite a length to prove that you do not need amanas litvor by Kareya, you need amanas lasakin. And the Mor says amanas litvor, that's an example of amanas lasakin. But the main thing is amanas lasakin, you don't need dafka amanas litvor, you need amanas that should be a tikkun. So destructive ripping is not chayiv. If you rip to re-sew it, that's an example of constructive ripping. I could have other examples of constructive ripping. Lav dafka amanas litvor. So you're quoting me the Mishnah. The Bir Lacha knows the Mishnah. He's saying that the Mishnah doesn't mean specifically amanas litvor, it means any way which is a tikkun. Amanas litvor is an example of a tikkun. So you understand? Okay, so say. I does say that in the Mishnah. Yes, it does say that in the Mishnah. Mr. Brewer actually knew that. Mr. Brewer actually was as knowledgeable as you were in the Mishnah to me. He still said what he said. Right? Okay, so he's saying, so I don't understand how you could tell me that by. If in the Mishnah it says, Kray Amanas Litvor, like Sweet just said so eruditely, that the Mishnah says Amanas Litvor, and we say it's Lav Dafka, by Matra, where the Mishnah does not say anything at all, does not say Amanas Litvor in the Mishnah. So it's a kavod chomer. All you need is. It does not say amanas likshur in the Mishnah, right? Mat amanas likshur does not say in the Mishnah,
no.
Right? Good. So Tosaf over there and Gimel Min Aleph raises the question. Tosaf says yesh la'ayin. If you need amanas likshur, he says elma you're meaning right from the fact that the Mishnah does not say it. Does it say sarsa amanas livnos in the Mishnah?
What?
Does it say sarsa amanas livnos in the Mishnah?
No, it doesn't.
It just says Soyser. Barna Bar Soyser. And even so, Toyser says, don't prove from me the fact that Mishnah didn't say it, because it says, but it doesn't say Soyser Amanas Livnois, but the Gemara and Daf Chavtez says, you need Amanas Livnois. So you see that even though don't say the Mishnah, it's not a right. So maybe, but maybe Gemara says it, but the Mishnah doesn't say it. Right? So the fact that it doesn't say Mat Amanas Likshur is not a right, Toyser says. Maybe you need Amanas Likshur, he says, in Rashi, I'm Dalam Abayz, it's more than not like that. Okay.
But you only need
Amanas. You just need Shemitah Taken, right? But Tosis is contemplating not like that, and the Rosh holds a local Maisa, not like Rosh. He's saying, how does it fit? Once you have Kareas, Amanas Litra is Lav Dafka, so Amanas Likshur is Lav Dafka. Would not be necessary. So that's the Bir Lacha remains as a Tzarachian on the Rosh. Okay. Zog the Mishabura Vaiter. Ketza. So then the Shulchan Aruch continued and said, Ketza. Nifsuka. You gave me an example of something which is shakayama, it's not a ma'aser umah, which is potter b'loser. So what's the example? So it gave me a case of the ritzuba was nifsak, and he tied it with a chevel. So that this is an example of it's shakayama, but it's not a ma'aser umah. So there's the bucket which you leave there by the well. So I have no reason to believe when you tie this rope there that you're not going to leave it there forever. So as far as we're concerned, it's shakayama. On the other hand, it's lav davka maizumin. So, or if you gave me something, keshashena shakayama, excuse me. The Rambam says, I don't care that how quickly you're going to tie it, but to my assumption, it's also Mirabonim. Okay, now, but the Tzarech Mitzvah. So the example which he gives an example, it's not the case of the Gemara because we're not dealing with Tumah Taharah so much. I need to see if the mikvah is deep enough.
Not.
Or long enough. So I have a rope. So I know my rope. I want to tie my two ropes together to stretch it out, and then I'll be able to see that I have. There'll be a length which is long enough to measure the mikvah. So that would be an example of something which we need on Shabbos Bezman Hazeh. We need a mikvah for a woman to go to mikvah. So that'd be mutter, even though it's a ma'isumen. Okay, so then mutter lecture. Hanu afili who my suman? Yilav hach afil b'loimit sashori. So the kiddush over here is even though it's my suman, it's mutter because if it's not my suman, it's actually chayyama, it's mutter. And umar b'kishiyafshir bin yinacher, and it has to be that the only way you could do this tying together needs a my suman. Yilav hachi yasei umay sehedyet. They had to over here because for the need of a mitzvah we're matan ishid rabbanan. Well, what does a mitzvah need it for? Tie it in a different way, which is not also rabbanan. The answer is apparently we're talking about a scenario where we had no choice. The only way that you would effectively be able to tie it that it should function for the purpose that we need was with a ma'isuman, but it's not shakayama. So according to Rashi and the Rosh, it's mutter. You know, it's not, if I don't do it in the next 24 hours. According to the Rambam and the Rif and the Mechaber, it should be Osir. But the Tzarek Mitzvah, they were mutter. Okay.
Is that such an obvious principle? That if something like Stochad Rabban, that I have to... It has to be that I have to be Stochad Rabban?
Well, the head over here was the Tzarek Mitzvah.
Right, it's the Rabban that I'm being Stochad.
Right, so but the heter is tzarech mitzvah.
Right.
So if the mitzvah doesn't need that, I should make this knot. So then that's not called tzarech mitzvah. That's what he's arguing. All right. The whole question was, I need this for the mitzvah. So I argue, like, you need the mitzvah. Well, matzah for the mitzvah. We will allow it for the mitzvah.
Right.
I don't really need it for the mitzvah. I don't need to make a kesher.
Need it for the mitzvah. Just use it for the mitzvah. You're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah.
Well, that's why I translated the need of the mitzvah. Right. Yeah. Is that a double poshet?
Yeah.
What a double poshet.
Depends how you translate the word tzarech. Okay, it's also true. Okay. Zeva asked me that this idea that I'm doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, so I'm doing this shidurbanan because our matter the durbanan for the purpose of a mitzvah. Is the heter the purpose of a mitzvah? The heter is the need of a mitzvah. I don't need it because I can do it a different way, but not. When I am doing it, I'm doing it for a mitzvah, so it's for a purpose of a mitzvah. But it's not the need of the mitzvah because the mitzvah doesn't need it because I can do it a different way. So what's the heter? Is it purpose or need? That was the question. So I'm understanding that the word tzarech over here means the need. Okay, so you're allowed to matzer it. You're allowed to tie it. A kesher shenah shakayam. Hanafilu who also this man. According to the Mechaber, anything less than forever is called and it's a kiyama, because there's only, according to the Rambam, there's only two things. There's ma'isumen, and now there's a ma'isumen which is forever, and a ma'isumen which is not forever. That's only two choices according to the Rambam. Okay. Even if it's a ma'aseh umen, if you plan to do less than 24 hours, it's mutter, even not the tzarich mitzvah according to Rashi. But if it's something which is going to last more than 24 hours, for whatever reason, that's part of the tzarich mitzvah. This heter wasn't true according to Rashi. According to Rashi, right? The cheshbon goes like this. Let's see if we have time.
It's just after 8 o'clock.
Right. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says you saw from that ma'aser that they're allowing to make this the case of measuring the gap to see whether regards to those two men tahara by Ola Meis, they're measuring the gap and they tied a knot to be able to get the kli into the hole. So you see, you're allowed to tie that. So what is the chiddush that we're saying over there? So the Rambam says, whatever reason, we're assuming the case had a ma'aser umen. So the chiddush must be the tzarich mitzvah mutter. According to Rashi and the Rosh, the chiddush gufa is that something less than 24 hours is mutter. That's the Gemara which says. So the Gemara never said a new heter of tzarich mitzvah over here. So now, in a case where according to Rashi and Rosh is also mirabanan, it's more than 24 hours, whatever. So then, in economy, the Gemara never said a heter of tzarich mitzvah in that case. And that's how the Makor 4, according to Rashi, that we know, Beferish of the Gemara Somer, which tells me that. So there's a few Gemaras, but that's one of the Gemaras. He says that you see this, you saw it. So basically, says, according to Rashi, you never said that we're matir kosher for the Tzarech of Mitzvah. Okay, now, comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says, we should never make any kosher which is tukshram zelzat, which is a simple double knot. Is osur, a simple square knot is osur. Pirish, Yudalit. Kivan, no, you know what? Tato 3. This is a very important mission. Let's leave it for tomorrow. Have a good night. Good night.